Q100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. You can go ahead and stand. I'll stand too, sir, so we can look you eye to eye. Joining me live in studio is Adam Reese from Kirtland Community College. You're the events coordinator, right?
Correct, correct. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning.
You should see Adam. He's got his Santa hat on because I guess you've got big karaoke, holiday karaoke plans.
Hey, 100%. Everyone come out at 2 o'clock. We're going to do karaoke.
It's 2 o'clock.
Tomorrow,
yeah, right, okay.
Correct. So we have the big craft show that starts at 10. So customers come out. We have a lot of great vendors, dedicated vendors, special handcrafted items. This is going to be a beautiful event.
Where is that in the main event center? Or?
Correct.
Okay.
So it's going to start at 10 a.m. Saturday. At the main event center at Kirtland Community College.
The beautiful event center at Kirtland Community College.
Yes, you have to emphasize beautiful.
Home of the Firebirds.
Yes, go Firebirds.
How's that going? I wanted to ask you, how's attendance at the game? I know the kickoff game was, we had a huge crowd.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's actually been a lot of great fan support.
Yeah.
This is beautiful to see this, and especially, you know, I'm Firebird,
yeah.
15 years ago, I used to play for Firebirds, and we didn't
back when they had the program before.
Correct.
Well, it was hard to get fans to that gym.
Yeah.
It was hard to get your opponent's team to the gym.
Correct. So, but it was a blessing that we had that opportunity even back then. But now these kids are definitely blessed to have this beautiful facility.
Yeah, a very speedy team.
Correct.
These guys play at fast pace, so. You got to go to Kirtland.edu and check out the basketball schedule for the guys and the gals.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
We're gonna start paying attention to them. And when we get now, they're off for a little bit here over the holidays, right?
Well, we have a game today, actually.
Oh, okay.
The girls play at 3, the boys play at 5.
Awesome.
And then, you know, the big craft show is tomorrow.
Right.
But the boys actually have a tournament in Saginaw.
Gotcha.
This weekend.
Okay, Christmas
Saturday
tournament down there, yeah.
Correct.
So the craft show, is there any, admission charge?
Guess what, everyone? It's free of charge.
All right.
Now, let me tell you some of the special features. We're going to have Santa and Mrs. Claus there.
Okay.
We're going to have a Santa's workshop room for the kids, free activities.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cookie decorations, stocking decorations, all free for the community to come out and enjoy themselves. Also, we have great performances. We have the Cloggers, Eminem Cloggers coming out, and they're doing a beautiful performance. We have the high school and middle school, Roscommons. School choir is going to come out.
Ah, beautiful.
Like, this is going to be a beautiful event.
Yeah. So craft show starts at 10. When did the entertainment start? And then you're going to have people coming up and karaoke-ing, you know, murdering Christmas songs.
Correct. And I might be one of them. My jingle bells definitely would turn everybody away. So I'll say that for last.
Yeah.
But the events start at 10 o'clock. We have a...
So they're just...
Yep.
Slotting it all
along
the time frame. And what, Adam, what time does this go to?
It's 10 to 4, everyone.
Okay.
10 to 4. Listen, or to the party, you know, until the genders have shut off the lights. We're going to continue to party and have a good time.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All of this information is on the website.
Correct.
Kirtland.edu. You probably also have it on Facebook.
Correct. Yes, definitely on Facebook. It's been a lot of attention. You know, our marketing team did a really good job. And I'm just proud of the whole overall staff at Kirkland Community College. They really rallied, and this is going to be a great event.
Yeah, and you know what? We haven't had a lot of snow, so it'll be easy to get there and enjoy the reason for the season.
Correct, yes, the holiday season for sure.
All right. Adam, anything else coming up?
When did the
kids head to midwinter break?
I believe on the 19th.
Okay.
Yeah, on the 19th.
So they got to get their finals in, and then they get a little time off.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So definitely, everyone, come out and enjoy. There's going to be more to come for Kirkland. We're definitely going to bring in the community, like I said, come enjoy this beautiful facilities. Because guess what? This is your facility, everybody.
That's
this
right.
Is yours. Come enjoy it.
Thank you, Adam Reese. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company. in Gaylord. No, they actually come from our good friend Peyton, who is Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins. You can only get those if you're a guest here in the green room, and today's were amazing. Or you can buy them at Two River Deli here in downtown Grayling. Iron Pig Smoke delivering us a delicious breakfast. Here we go. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Mike Kent, who is with the Grand Traverse Toys for Tots. Mike, how's our campaign going?
You know, it's looking pretty good, Jerry. We've got a ways to go. We've got another week in the campaign.
Yep.
And I speak not just for myself, but we have other Toys for Tots. You know, we're responsible for a 5-ton area around Traverse City, but there are Toys for Tots throughout northern Michigan and within your coverage area.
Yep.
And you know, we're all out desperately. I shouldn't say desperately. We're all out eagerly trying to get to collect toys. Because there's a lot of need this year. There's a greater need than we would normally see in an average year. This is not an average year. You know, the generosity and the spirit that we have seen has been absolutely phenomenal and wonderful. You know, hopefully we'll be able to meet the needs. But we got, you know, this is the final push. This is the last major week of our campaign. And, you know, a number of events that are going to be going on. And more importantly, there, you know, two big ways to give. You know, just in our coverage area, we have over 100 drop-off locations in our 5-county area. But there are drop-off locations throughout northern Michigan. So
yeah,
it's a great opportunity to take your kid to the store, show them the value of generosity during the Christmas season, buy a toy, drop it off at one of the toy spots. Or if you want to do a financial donation, and cash is king this year, it gives us a lot of flexibility to help specific needs of our agencies. And we serve 14 different agencies, so if you want to go to toysfortots.org and do the drop-down menu that takes you to Michigan or whatever county you're in. So if you're outside of the Traverse City area in Sheboygan or Charlevoix or whatever, there's a drop-down menu that'll allow you to contribute directly to your campaign in that county. So at toysfortots.org is a great way to do a financial donation and last-minute donation, you know, before Christmas. So a lot going on this week. We're really hoping this last week is a good week for us.
And don't forget the Mustang raffle.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going down there. I'm excited about this. I'm actually going down to Southgate Ford later on the 15th this week, where they are doing the drawing. And you don't have to be present to win. I'm going there just to represent northern Michigan. And so what's going to happen is, as you and I talked about this before, a 1970 Ford Mustang Mach 1 that has been restored by the Peacock Network TV show Angel's Garage. And, they're raffling the car off. They're donating the car to the Toys for Tots Foundation. Toys for Tots will use that money to help campaigns throughout, the country, including those in Michigan. And, so on the 15th, Santa's going to do a drawing. They've got, RJ Mitty from Breaking Bad, who played Walter Jr., and one of the Detroit Lions is going to be there. And the next event, and Santa's going to be there, Jerry, and he's going to do a drawing for the winner. You don't have to be present to win. I would really love for somebody from Northern Michigan to win this car. It's a really cool car.
Oh, yeah.
And tickets are still available online. You can go to myevent.com / Toys for Tots. And the other thing that we got to talk about too, Jerry, is the Tots for Tots, the Fox for Tots campaign is going on, where Fox Grand Traverse is going to be matching any online donations up to $7,500. So we double that $7,500. That's $15,000 for our campaign. That will buy a lot of toys. That will help a lot of people. And Jerry, that's one of the things, you know, you and I talk about this a lot. You know, we get caught up on the numbers. We know we're going to need somewhere between 24,000, 30,000 toys to help out 6,000-7,000 kids in our 5-county area. But you know, it's far more than that. It is a matter of relief to families that They want their kid to have a Christmas just like everyone else, and they don't know how they're going to do it. And it really comes down to personal dignity, personal respect, and we will never see the results. We will never realize that Christmas morning, thousands of kids in northern Michigan are going to wake up and have a great Christmas because of the generosity of the people in this area, because of the generosity of your listeners, and quite frankly, the generosity of your station to be able to help us get the message out. A lot going on. Toys for Tots, great organization. You know, it's Marine Corps. It was started by the Marine Corps.
75 years ago,
Yeah, 75 years ago. So, you know, they've been around. It's the largest toy collection program in the country, and we're proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, Mike, the Facebook page is what? Because, like you just said, we don't get to see the end result, but you get a lot of fantastic pictures. You're going to start taking those pictures of all the volunteers wrapping the gifts and getting them ready for distribution, and then so you can tell that story a little bit on Facebook so people get a really cool idea of how much effort goes into this and then how ultimately Christmas is saved for so many families.
Yeah, we have, in fact, you go to NW Michigan Marine Toys for Tots on Facebook, so Northwest Michigan Marine Toys for Tots. Just do a search of Toys for Tots. You'll find it.
Yeah.
And for example, last Sunday we sorted 6,000 toys. You know, we have to count them. We have to determine, you know, what age group they go for, and then sort them in the different agencies. It all takes time.
It's a huge undertaking.
Of a huge volunteer group that comes out and makes it easy. And Jerry, we see that every time. So whether it's a donation of time or treasure, man, we value every part of it, because it is Northern Michigan opening up its hearts to say, yeah, we just want kids to have a great Christmas. And we see that year after year. Jerry, you've seen it.
Yep.
You've experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
We have people that come up to us all the time, and I'm going to guess you do too, to say, you know, I needed help last year. I'm able to give this year. And, boy, you know, it's already happened to me several times in this campaign this year. And it gives you goosebumps, and it's just a reminder of this is why we do it.
Yep.
We're not here to collect 23,000 toys. We're here to make a difference in people's lives, one person at a time, every Christmas. And that's what this community does.
Yes. So kids are never disappointed with Christmas, because that, you know, is one of the most special memories that you ever have. Is still have your childhood memories of Christmas. Mike Kent, thanks so much for all the work that you and the volunteers in the Grand Traverse region are doing for Toys for Tots.
And thank you to everyone who has donated a toy, going to donate a toy, wish they could donate a toy, or has donated cash. It all makes a difference. It's a robust campaign, and we have such great public support, Jerry.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas, Cupcakes, and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Brian Wheeler, a spokesperson with Consumers Energy. And Brian, we've been running the ads a little bit from CMS on the radio about people having trouble, if they do have trouble with their bills. And I see that you guys are stepping up with $7.25 million to help Michiganders with their winter bills if they have issues.
Yeah, thanks for giving us a chance to talk about it. That really is the latest development, Consumers Energy providing $7.25 million to help people with their bills. Just in short, we're giving that money directly to nonprofit agencies. So Salvation Army, United Ways, other great organizations across the state. And then they're going to work with people directly. There are, even in a normal winter, even a mild winter, there are people who have hardship, who might have issues paying their bills. So we really want to make sure that this and other funds that we can provide can be that first line of defense before we really get into the teeth of winter.
Yeah, the Salvation Army does so many different things here in the state of Michigan. you and I were talking off air, I'm going to be doing some bell ringing for them. But I don't think people understand exactly how ingrained in the community the Salvation Army is, the United Way is.
Well, that's exactly why we do partner with these sort of these organizations, because we serve 1.8 million natural gas customers, and that's, you know, that those people who usually rely on us mostly for heat in the wintertime. And that can be a whole array of circumstances. There can be people who have never had a problem paying their consumer's energy bill or any sort of financial hardship, and maybe they lose a job. Maybe right. they face some medical bills that are just too much to overcome. Calling 211 is a great resource that connects you with the right organizations. But then once you're working with the Salvation Army, United Ways, and others, that's the help they deliver can be life-saving. And we can't say enough about how important it is.
Yeah, on top of that, one of the other funds or charitable outlets is the Michigan Veterans Trust Fund. So there's so many veterans that listen to this radio station. That's another way, if they in particular are having issues, they should reach out to the trust fund.
Yeah, that's a really interesting part of the relationship. We actually made a contribution to them a few years ago as well. And again, they have those connections, those direct face-to-face relationships with people who served our country. And, you know, certainly anyone who's facing a difficult time, you want to help. But you can imagine people have given so much to us. It's our turn to help them. One thing I think I should say that's important is every winter has its challenges. Michigan gets cold. It's already cold. It's going to get colder. but you know, this year we're looking at, not just in Michigan, but really across the country, natural gas is more expensive than it was a year ago. There are lots of reasons, but I think folks can understand with inflation and the war in Ukraine, there are some circumstances that are causing that price to rise. So some of that is going to be passed along to people who are paying their consumers' energy bills. We don't make a profit off the natural gas that we provide to people, not off the cost of the gas itself. But at the same time, that cost can go up. So we really know right now, that's why it's so important. If you see any problems coming, or even if you've gotten your first, you know, you've gotten your December bill, and maybe you're surprised, this is the time to take action. Calling 211, calling Consumers Energy. Let's make sure people are getting the help today before a difficult situation can get worse.
Yeah, that's an outstanding statement, Brian. Don't wait until you can't do anything. Call 211, discuss your options, and see how best you qualify with some of the charitable partners that you just talked about.
Yeah, and I don't know if everybody knows about 211. You know, you think about 911 for crimes or medical emergencies, things like that. 211 is the equivalent when it comes to basic needs. So we talk about 211, obviously, in the context of consumers' energy and helping with our bills. But typically, a household, a family, a business that's having a hard time paying their consumers' energy bill might be also struggling with other issues, right? Putting food on the table, paying the mortgage or the rent, those other basic needs and necessities. And so that's why 211 is so powerful, because once you connect with them, the people who answer the phone are trained to really work with you and identify your needs, and hopefully not just connect you with help for that consumer's energy bill, but really touch upon the different resources that are out there. We want everyone to get through this winter in the best possible way, and this is a great way to do it.
Yeah, there's such a strong support network, not just here in northern Michigan, but throughout the state. It's so wonderful that Consumers Energy can help defray the cost for a lot of people and keep them warm during the winter. Brian Wheeler, thanks so much for bringing this to our attention and giving people some comfort if they face financial problems.
Absolutely, yeah. And let's have a caring and giving holiday season all over. I hope you get lots of people who say hi and help you when you're ringing the bell for the Salvation Army, too.
They always do. Thank you, Brian, and happy holidays to you and everyone at Consumers Energy.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Ruth Blick from the Salvation Army. And our small army of DJs, half of us have been out ringing, and J-Bo and I hit the streets on Saturday, Ruth.
We are excited to have you guys at Sam's Club again this year.
Yeah, this will be year number 4 for us. So it's become a tradition. I was imploring J-Bo to have learned more Christmas carols. But then we'll be in Traverse City at Sam Clubs at the same time. Joe Mama will be in Gaylord at Family Fair.
And we've had Finster here, and I know Roadrunner's been out in Gaylord. You guys have been doing an amazing job, and we can't thank you enough for supporting the Red Kettles and the Salvation Army.
Okay, so can you tell me, who raised more money so far, Finster or Roadrunner?
I'm not allowed to give anything away just in case. You know, there's seems to be a little competition between you guys. So
just a little.
Numbers will have to come out after you bell ring on the weekend.
Are you still taking volunteers? How has the sheet been filling up?
We definitely, not only in Traverse City, but across the north, there are definitely lots of bell ringing opportunities for people. A great family tradition to start, whether you get a group together, your family together. Great to bring the kids out. Easy to register at registertoring.com. You put in your zip code, and you can find any Salvation Army to bell ring across the whole United States.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more about getting the kids involved. For them to get an idea of what, a charitable effort and seeing people on the street, it just gives them, until you actually do it, I don't think kids understand what, volunteering is or what charity is.
It's a wonderful time, and people share so many stories of somebody that's been impacted, by the Salvation Army, whether it's toys at Christmas or a great-great-grandfather that was a veteran in the war that was served by the Salvation Army, or a family that needed a little bit of extra help or got Christmas gifts. And people share those stories all the time. And it's, sometimes the hands get cold, but it's the most heartwarming thing you can do over the holidays.
When do you ring bells up to, Ruth?
Bells are ringing until Christmas Eve here in Traverse City up until 2 o'clock. So any day, Monday through Saturday, generally from 10 till 7 at night. And Sundays we are not out ringing bells, but definitely a fun way for the families to get involved. And also know that 100% of your donations stay in the community where you're raising the funds.
Yeah, I remember you sending out an email. Do we have a match going on Mondays? How's that working?
Traverse City has a challenge match from an anonymous donor. We had a challenge match of $40,000, and that started last Monday, on the 5th, and that day we raised just over $18,000 in Traverse City to our Red Kettles.
Awesome.
And we have 2 more Mondays to raise just over $21,000, and they will match that with, we put the 40, that's 40 is $80,000 in critical funds for people in their time of need.
Yeah, that's a really cool deal. If you're out and about on Mondays, make sure you throw a couple extra dollars in the kettle. But more importantly, you've got to be at Sam's Club between 11 and 1 for J-Bo and I, because we must win the Q100 challenge. That is imperative.
Between all of you, I can tell you the community is the winner. The families that need help with food or heat or Christmas gifts, they are the true winners for all the efforts that you and your team are putting into making Christmas bright and bringing hope into 2023.
Absolutely. Ruth Blick from the Salvation Army. What is it? Registertoring.com?
Correct.
So go to registertoring.com and take an hour or two shift to help spread Christmas cheer throughout Northern Michigan. Ruth, thanks so much for allowing us to participate. It's become a great tradition for us, and we love it.
And we appreciate it. One quick thing, if possible, we are still accepting applications for families that need assistance this holiday season.
Okay.
They can go to sa.traversecity.org or contact their local Salvation Army. We are accepting applications through Monday.
That's sa.traversecity.org?
Correct.
All right. Ruth Blick from the Salvation Army. Thanks again, my dear. Merry Christmas to you and everybody at the Salvation Army.
Merry Christmas, and we will see you on Saturday.
Yes, you will. We will be back. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Muffin and Cupcakes, available exclusively at Two River Deli, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast.
I'm 106.3 Q100.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. However, I'm live on the phone with Jabo Billman, our afternoon guy every day but Friday. And one day a year, I get to pretend that I'm a professional musician when I join Jabo at Sam's Club and back him up as we are going to do 2 hours of bell ringing and busking. Right, Jabo? Isn't that what they call it when your street musicians play?
I think that is what they call it.
Yeah.
It's going to be 2 hours of Christmas Yuletide extravaganza.
Or a dumpster fire, however you
Indeed.
Yes, Jabo knows three Christmas songs. One of them he wrote.
And I only play them once a year.
That's
so
right. Well,
we're hoping for the best. You, I gotta brush up.
Are you saying that you don't gather around the Christmas tree in the fireplace and belt out the songs with the family? That hasn't been going on?
No, but I've always tried to get my girls to do some sort. I got one cello player and one violin player, and I'm like, can't you guys just do one Christmas song, for God's sake?
For God, for the Lord's sake, let's not go.
For the love of God.
For the love of God.
Yeah, we try to make it happen, but it never seems to work. We just let Bing Crosby do the Christmas tunes for us. That's
there you go, really cool. Yes. Bing and Frank and Dino and all the classics.
Yeah.
Regardless of that, Jabo and I will be strumming and drumming for the Red Kettle for the Salvation Army at Sam's Club. So if you have some shopping to do at Sam's or you're anywhere in the neighborhood between 11 and 1 o'clock, please come by so Jabo and I can beat the pants off of Finster and Roadrunner and Joe Mama and get the most donations. Because, a couple years ago when Jabo and I first did this, we won an award.
That's right, we did. It was the Golden Kettle.
The Golden Kettle. Yeah, we need to get that baby back.
Yeah, we need to bring it home.
Yes, we need to bring it home. So please join us. Please join us tomorrow morning between 11 and 1 o'clock. And if you feel like it, bring Jabo some coffee and me some hot chocolate.
And throw a ducat in the bucket.
Yes, a couple of ducats in the bucket. And then we will be totally sick of each other because on then Sunday, you will be joining myself and Joe Mama and Roadrunner at the Odawa Casino Celebrity Poker Tournament.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Tell me about your poker skills.
I'm not making any promises one way or the other. Texas Hold'em is not my favorite poker game, which I believe that is what we're playing. But,
yes.
Well, we've been playing poker our whole lives in my house.
Yeah.
I expect to scratch my way somewhere into the middle. That's probably where I'll
wind up. We'll get the complete details. I will play my interview with Nick Foles, who put this whole thing together, but this is a celebrity poker tournament that people can join us and play with us. All they have to do is get to Odawa Casino on Sunday. You can start registering to be in this celebrity tournament at 10 a.m. The tournament starts at 1. And anybody who knocks any of the celebrities out, and there's the four of us, and then there's a number of other radio and television celebrities that will be at Odawa Casino in Petoskey, you get $150 in chips. There's other ways to get it. All the proceeds that the casino would collect are going to Toys for Tots.
Yeah, it's a great event for sure.
Yeah, this will be neat.
Also, if you bring a toy worth $10 or more, you get 2,000 extra chips. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's a crazy good event. Like I said, I have an interview with Nick that we will have here momentarily that explains it in complete. But just come on out. And you can sit across the table from some grizzled poker veterans like Jabo and myself.
should
going to be fun.
Yeah, and then hopefully I don't see you the rest of the year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
I got a big weekend planned.
Yeah, we do. All right, Jay. Well, enjoy your day off. I will see you tomorrow morning at Sam's Club at 11.
Roger, Dodger. I'll see you there, man.
Okay. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, Greystone Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Muffins and Cupcakes. Brought to they are available exclusively here in Grayling at the Two River Deli, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Joe Mama.
Hi.
And Joe Mama is on the same bent that we just kind of covered with Jabo, except for you're ringing the bell tomorrow at Family Fair in Gaylord?
That's right. There are different Salvation Army organizations throughout the state, and they try very hard to keep the money in their local communities. So Roadrunner and I opted to ring the bell in Gaylord to try to share the wealth and make sure we help everybody.
Right. I know that they don't do it here in Grayling, which is a little surprising. But I guess there's a lot more shopping on the streets in Gaylord.
Yeah, and I think it's covered by the same region. So hopefully we'll be raising money for everybody in that Salvation Army region. They told us this year that they've received three times as many requests for assistance.
Right.
So it's going to be important. If you've got some spare change even, throw it in the bucket.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So Joe Mama is going to be doing that at Family Fair right there on the main drag in Gaylord, behind the Wendy's. That's why I know that Family Fair is right
behind.
Yeah,
you go get something fresh and hot from Wendy's. I'll tell you what, you and Jabo have each other to keep each other warm, but I'm going to be just inside the door, I think, so they won't make me stand out in the elements and ring that bell. So come on in and see me.
Yeah, we are outdoors.
Yeah, yeah.
Jabo always complains, I should have worn warmer boots. It's year four.
Figure it out, dude.
Yeah, but Joe's at the exact same time we are. We're 11 to 1 at Sam Club's. You're
1 to 3.
You're a 1 to 3?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So in case somebody wanted to be in Traverse City and meet you and then drive over to Gaylord to meet me.
Okay. You know what? I want to see that happen.
I would like to find a listener that made the trek
to
make donations to
So
two.
Joe will be at 1 to 3. Get some of your shopping done at Family Fair and make a donation to the Salvation Army. Are you going to wear red? Do you wear a hat or anything?
I do. I will wear red. I have my red Q shirt, and I can wear it with slightly clashing red pants and red boots.
Okay.
So you'll recognize
me. You'll be a vision in red. Are you going to wear the same outfit the following day at Odawa Casino?
No, I'll change it up a little bit, but I'm looking forward to that, too. It's going to be fun. I've done it before. I didn't last very long. I wasn't the first person knocked out at my table, but I didn't last forever. And I love that you said that you and Jabo are professionals, so I can laugh when you get...
That's not what I said.
What did you say?
I said grizzled poker veteran.
Oh, grizzled poker veterans.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately you can't smoke, but I was going to kind of like want to work that
heater. And the sunglasses.
Yeah, exactly.
And a fedora maybe.
Wait till you see the poker shirt that I have tomorrow.
Okay.
It'll blow. Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. So I'm not assuming anything other than the fact that I want to be with you. I do not want to be the first one out.
Yeah.
After that, it's all good, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's a lot of fun. I enjoy playing. There's some serious people there.
Sure.
Most of the people are just there to have fun. You mind your P's and Q's, and you really enjoy being at the table. I'm sure I'm easy to read because I'm more about, you know, interacting with everybody at the table than, you know, hiding what I've
Look
got.
Look at that.
So. Pocket aces. Oops.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
That's why you don't drink at the poker table. But, you know, Jabo, and I'm on board with Jabo as well. I don't play a lot of Texas Hold'em. That's, you know, I'm used to being able to draw into a straight.
Right. Baseball in the Night with Rain. That's usually my pick on Dealer's Choice. Baseball in the Night with Rain, Deuces, Jacks, Man with the Axe, whatever.
Okay. Well, see, you are a grizzled poker veteran.
A grizzled?
Grizzle is not the right word for a young lady. We won't say grizzled anymore. All right, Joe. Well, thank you for all that you're doing. It's a busy weekend for us at the Q.
It'll be fun.
We want to reiterate that the poker event at Odawa Casino in Petoskey is for charity as well. It's all going to Toys for Tots.
Right. Yeah. And it is a busy weekend, but after that I'm going to jump on another train and have in rehearsal the live radio broadcast December 17th of The Bishop's Wife. People look forward to that.
Yeah, that's a tradition that you started with this radio station. It's actually pretty much how you got on the air.
Yeah, that's kind of how we met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's happening the 17th, or the 6th?
No, the 17th at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Now, a new venue. We're at the gallery, the Main Street Gallery.
Yeah, it's actually the Osabal Artisan Village Gallery on Michigan Avenue, and it's fun to be a part of the audience.
Yeah.
You don't have to be quiet the whole time. You can enjoy it and be a real live audience member.
Well, plus, and this will be the first time ever that the radio play has had alcohol involved in the audience.
Yes, we can have, you can get yourself a drink and laugh out loud
at
The Bishop's Wife.
There you go. Thanks for that. We'll be barraging that next week.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas, muffins and cupcakes, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. A little bit about what's going on Sunday at Odawa Casino.
So, Sunday, JC, we're really excited. This is going to be your first time playing in it too, right?
Yes, it'll be the first time in the Celebrity Poker Room.
All right, I like it. I've heard your sports betting expertise. Now I get look forward to watching your card play action.
Yeah, I may need to watch some tutorials. It's been a while since I played poker.
You and me both, buddy. You and me both. But no, man, so what we're doing, Sunday, December 11th at 1:30 p.m., we are going to have our annual, Odawa Casino's annual Toys for Tots poker tournament. We are looking at a $150 buy-in. Now, the good part about this buy-in is that $40 of the $150 goes directly to Toys for Tots.
Awesome.
Odawa Casino's, we're waiving all of our fees and everything, and we're giving everything to the charity because it's just that time, man, and this is what you do. And we need to let the kids be kids as long as they can. This tournament, JC, is going to be great, man. We've got DJ guest celebrities coming in. You're one of them from different radio stations all over. When players bust you guys out of the tournament, they get a chance to spin the wheel for multiple prizes on top of the already prize pool for the tournament. There is a $15 dealer add-on for 2,000 in chips. That goes to the dealer's gratuity. And then if you bring one toy unopened with a $10 minimum value, you get 2,000 extra in chips. And, again, that goes to the kids. Yeah, man, it's great. We've got last year was probably the best Toys for Tots one we've done. I think we had over 230 toys that we collected just for the kids in our poker tournament alone, and I believe over $2,500 in cash to give to them, too. So not bad for a day's haul, and it's just the right thing to do. So we do it. Odawa Casino, man above the ordinary.
No, I love the combination of adult fun and kids' toys. Those intersections don't meet up very often, so this is one of those times. And what makes you think I'm going to get busted? I mean, what happens when I win the whole tournament?
Well, that's going to be an interesting case. I mean, I like the confidence. However, I know a lot of the players that are coming, man. So best of luck, JC. Best of luck to everybody, man. Best of luck to everybody.
Hey, I'm a great card player when I get great cards. So.
It's just like everything, JC, for me. I mean, the more sips of whiskey I have, the better I think I play, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, but we'll be there. We're looking forward to it. It's something we do every year. It's a lot of fun because there's a lot of players that come just to play this tournament alone every year to support the cause. We'll have a couple of Marines there with us, too, to take some photos, and then we'll have a picture with everybody in front of all the toys and really just kind of blast the greater good, let the community know that our involvement is big, and we just want to do what we can.
Very, very quickly, Nick, can anybody still get into this tournament, or are you sold out?
Anybody can get in. A majority of the sign-ups usually go to the day of the tournament, so that's the best part. Registration does end at 1 p.m., so we'd like for you to get there a little earlier. We've had the history of this where it's in December, so sometimes if weather's bad, people just wait until the day of to make sure not to drive through. So we do a lot of it the day of, but registration will be in the sports book. come see Jason and Jeff. They'll get you taken care of. And then we look forward to it, man. It's going to be, it's one of our favorite tournaments all year. We look forward to it.
Yeah, I'm very much too, Nick. So thanks for inviting me. And I know Roadrunner and Joe Mama are also going to be in. So we're going to have a blast.
Look forward to it, man. Look forward to it. Thank you to Q100 and everything for all you guys have done. And that's just, we're going to have a great day. It's going to be good going to the holidays and end the year on a bang, end the year at the bank.
Amen. Thank you, Nick Foles from Odawa Casino. We'll see you on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
JC, look forward to it. Happy holidays, everybody. Talk soon.